So I thought, boy, a big sports story this morning would be the Red Wings hiring a new head coach, Derek Lalonde from Tampa Bay. Interesting, because he was hired by Stevie Yzerman when Stevie was in Tampa Bay as its general manager. And, of course, now Steve with the Red Wings and having a chance to hire the guy again.
Brought him out again.
So we'll trust Stevie's familiarity with the guy who is part of the two-time Stanley Cup champion Tampa Bay Lightning team. He's got an extensive coaching career, a lot of success. And we're hoping that it will transcend into the young Red Wings.
Yeah, some results on ice, yes.
That's what we're looking for. That's what we're looking for. So that was a big story. Then this story popped up. No rumors at all, as far as I can tell, that this was even going on. It's one of those stories that's so big it's even making just general news stories. The Big Ten announcing that it's going to increase to 16 teams by adding Southern California and UCLA as conference members beginning in 2024.
Yeah, I saw a lot of people were stunned by that, wondering why.
That is stunning.
Yeah.
Well, to keep up with the power conferences, especially that SEC, which, you know, between the SEC and the Big Ten, they're the two big ones in the nation. And, boy, SEC, let's see, easy to respond to this. I mean, this puts the Big Ten coast to coast and two storied universities, both USC and UCLA. And this is ahead of the Big Ten, and it's about to negotiate a new media package.
Now, let me ask you a question.
Yeah.
Years ago, they changed it where it was a big 1-0. They changed it so it looked like a big 1-0, but it looked more like a 6. Now, did they have 16 teams then, or was that their ultimate goal?
I'm sure the goal was more expansion, but my guess is they're going to have to change the name of the conference. Big Ten just still doesn't ring.
No.
And to me, just take the number out of it. Just call it the Big Conference.
Wow, there you go.
the big conference would fit. And you wonder what kind of media package they can negotiate now, adding these two schools. I mean, in the past year, and what, you know, this benefits the Big Ten. It also benefit USC and UCLA. There's no question about that, and they understand that. In fact, the USC athletic director says, ultimately, the Big Ten is the best home for the USC and Trojan athletics as we move forward into the new world of college sports. We're excited that our values align with the league's member institutions. We'll benefit from the stability and strength of the conference and the athletic caliber of the Big Ten. And, yeah, the media package. So last year, Big Ten schools, per distribution of media money, were getting $46 million, while USC and UCLA only got $19.
Oh, so there's an incentive there for them, for sure.
They're going to get a big increase. There's no question about that. And frankly, as storied as the USC and UCLA and even the Pac-12, which is what they're coming from, I mean, there's a lot of great schools and athletics being played on the West Coast, but a lot of it sometimes doesn't get the attention that the East Coast does because of the time difference. Mm-hmm. You know, by the time that they're playing games, East Coast is already in bed. So what this is going to do for game times, don't know. Travel is going to be something to take into consideration. Those costs are going to be increased. So this is just really is infancy. You're hearing a lot about it, but man, that's huge. And what it will mean in the future when we have broadcast games and affiliations with Michigan, of course, part of the Big Ten. And now,
they play in California. It's going to be a late night game.
It's going to be interesting to see what they do about that. And, you know, schedules, a lot of schedules were already made up because they do so years in advance. How they're going to now have to perhaps reschedule, relook at things, I don't know.
Well, yeah, it's a big story. That overshadowed the hiring of the coach, didn't it?
Just a little bit.
Yes.
For Red Wings fans, perhaps not. Maybe for diehard Michigan sports fans, maybe not. But since this does involve two big schools in Michigan, of course, the Spartans and the Wolverines, we'll find out where it goes from here. 747 on WSW. I want to make note of another sports story, just because I know we've talked about this, and since so many of our listeners are golf-oriented. And coming up in July and into August, we're going to have special golf announcements for our golfing listeners. But for the first time, that Saudi-backed LIV League is playing in the United States.
Yeah, Oregon?
Yeah, Pumpkin Ridge. And it's interesting to see some of the stories coming out, as much as there's still a quote-unquote controversy over the league itself. Apparently, a lot of fans that attended. Now, they're not getting a lot, but they're getting enough fans that, you know, why are you here? I mean, you know, there's controversy. What do you think? And a lot of fans basically were like, look, we want to see these golfing stars, and there's enough of them out here that they are worth seeing. It's less expensive. In fact, one fan says, man, out here I'm only paying $5 a beer. Well, and you think of some of the other events that we've heard about prices for beverages. They also talk about it being very fan-friendly. It's a louder version of golf, as every night they have special concerts that are played. They have skydivers and jugglers, unicyclists, all part of the festivities surrounding the golfing event out in Oregon. And it is a 12-team format with a shotgun start. So there are differences, and some are saying it's golf, it's just a different brand, but we're having a chance to see the stars, and that's what we want to do. So somebody was asked about the controversy aspects and the money and everything. One fan said, doesn't everyone, organizations, corporations, and politicians have ties to something that make you uncomfortable? We'll deal with it. Okay. So... they did play a first round yesterday. We have an update on that in sports. We'll let you know what's going on.
Are they getting any nationwide TV coverage? Probably
no.
Cable, maybe cable.
Could
somewhere.
Be somebody doing something, but as far as I know, there's nothing as far as TV coverage that might be a news story, but it's not like the Golf Channel or something like that, or even regular over-the-air broadcast channels. Nobody's touching that, at least yet. So stay tuned, but that's also going on.